This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on the homepage. You can send us any questions or problems through there. And then our helpline is always open. If you can't catch us during the show, that's 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. And we are glad you have joined us today. Also glad to have in studio our good friend John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy. And these folks have been great partners, great friends of our show for a number of years. And also you can catch them on CBS 4 on Denver. John is usually on a couple of times a month there talking about our topic today, and that is Online Trading Academy. John, always good to see you.
Great to see you, Scott.
So, man, as this year has got going here, I guess volatility is the word you always hear when you talk about the market, but it's been there.
It has. We've had some pretty wild swings up and down, and frankly, I expect that to continue. I think if you look at, we live in a more volatile world with all the things going on in the market and, frankly, in Washington as well. No matter where you fall, there's plenty of uncertainty out in the world. And you know, one of the things that we talk about, Scott, is when you have volatile markets, most people, most novice investors, most typical retail investors, leads them to make emotional decisions, and emotional decisions are usually incorrect decisions. And that's one of the things that we teach people is how to navigate that volatility, how to make it an ally. You know, our students absolutely love those kind of movements.
Sure.
That's really an opportunity to make money when stocks are at a buying point and sell it when they're at a selling point. And so we like this market.
Right. And, you know, I think that's anything true in life. I mean, things start going crazy in your life, whatever, and you make unwise decisions pretty quick without any educated thought behind it. And that's one thing you guys offer. And I always love the term, hey, Online Trading Academy has these patented methods that have worked for years and years and years.
Yeah, you know, we've been, for more than 20 years, we've been teaching people. And you know, we actually provide New York Stock Exchange employees education content and CME employees education content. So we've got a proven patented method that we've been teaching all over the world. You know, one of the things we talked about, we've got 50 campuses all over the world, Scott, and we've been doing this a long time. This is a great time for us because of the volatility we've been seeing.
Right, and you know, boy. More of my friends that I get around each year and talk about retirement and everything. I mean, I don't have one yet, including myself, that says, hey, I'm exactly where I thought I'd be financially at this point in my life. Most people are behind where they thought they would be. And this is a chance, like you've used the word, and I think people like this, and why they come to Online Trading Academy is take control.
Yeah, we have so many people underestimate the amount of money that they're going to need when you sit back and think about it. I mean, you can just get by in retirement, live a life of scarcity. But most of us, when we envision retirement, we want to live a life of abundance. We want to travel. We want to be able to do things for our spouses, for our family, for our kids and grandkids. And those things cost money. You know, when you're working, you don't have time to spend money. But when you're retired, you got all the time to spend the money if you've got it.
Sure. John Hinkle is our guest, Online Trading Academy. And we're going to get to a class that John's going to offer here in a few moments. But I want to get behind the thought process, John. People, they come to your class for the first time and you get to talk to them. I mean, are they looking to replace job, just add something to their income? What's kind of the mindset or reason they come?
You know, it could be all of those things. I mean, we have students that are, you know, tired of being told what to do by other adults, and they want to have more control and security in their lives. We've got others that, you know, with all this volatility, they're worried and concerned about the money that they've spent a lifetime saving. They're worried that that they're going to get chopped up in this market, and you know, all kinds of things. We help those people overcome those things, and really, you know, make a difference in their lives.
Right. What do you think most people are really, even through your half-day class that we're going to talk about here next, what are they most surprised to learn just in that few hours about the market?
You know, I think they're surprised to learn that trading and investing is a skill that can be learned by anybody. I think they're surprised to learn how much they don't know. And it's something that's it's kind of funny, because all of us have to manage our own retirement, and very few of us have had anyone really show us what we need to do to get where we want to get. And that's what we do at the Academy.
Right. So this half-day class, tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll tell our special offer.
Yeah, it's a great class. We're going to show you how the market really works. We're going to show you how to make money when the market's going down and when the market's going up. So a lot of people don't know how to make money when the market's going down. We're going to show you a step-by-step process that you can follow to really make the market work for you.
Okay. I didn't ask you yet, but how many of these seats can we give away?
Let's give away 15 today.
15 seats. Okay. So here's the offer that John's kind enough to give for us. Learn how to trade, invest, protect, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. This is a half-day class. Seating is limited, so we need you to call now. And the course value is $500. And they're going to help you out with long-term wealth, trading for short-term income. And once again, this is a great class, and John's kind enough just to offer it free for our listeners here at Haystack Help Radio. So give them a call, 866-816-1918. That's 866-816-1918. If it's let's say a couple, John, you know, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, is it a good thing for them to come together to try to get a concept together? What do you see with couples a lot?
You know, a lot of times, if you think about it, it's something that you probably want to do with your spouse, or at least want to have an informed conversation, because, frankly, the financial position that one partner's in affects the other, the spouse. So,
yeah.
You know, you want to be on the same page, ideally.
Sure. Well, again, this is a great offer from John, and we know a number of people that have gone through this. And as I mentioned earlier, you can catch John on CBS4. He'll do a couple of shows a month there on Saturday mornings, right around 7:55 a.m., and you can learn more about it by visiting their website at tradingacademy.com. Here's what I find with most people and friends of mine. They buy at exactly the wrong time, and they sell at exactly the wrong time. Do you find that with people with uneducated guesses?
It's absolutely. You know, and most of that is emotional buying. People buy after a stock's had a big run-up. I think that's that fear of missing out. When a stock goes on sale, you know, if you think about it, the way most people buy financial assets, buy stocks and whatnot, is the exact opposite of the way they buy everything else. Mm-hmm. If you were looking for a TV and the price dropped, you'd be happy to go buy one. In fact, if you needed two, you might buy two if they had a 50% sale. Fortunately, for some reason, when the price of stocks drop, people want to sell rather than buy. It's amazing. If right. People just did one thing, if they were just a little bit, acted a little bit more in the financial markets like they do in when they're buying a car, or, you know, nobody ever said, well, I'm going to wait for the car price to go up before I go buy
sure,
one.
Sure.
You buy them when they're on sale, or you try to get a good deal.
Absolutely.
And for whatever reason, most people do the exact opposite with financial assets.
Right. Again, John Hinkle is our guest, Online Trading Academy. If you're just getting the car, turn on the radio. John is offering his half-day class, which is about three and a half hours. And all you have to do is call, mention you heard him here on the show, and they will reserve you a seat. And the number is 866-816-1918, 866-816-1918. And they do several of these, so you can call them and get the dates that they have these available. And once again, they will reserve that seat for you. And I tell you, you know, we kind of talk about the older generation like us coming and doing this, but man, what an advantage for younger people, because it's not taught much in high schools and college about finances and all the different things. But what an advantage for somebody to jump in here between 30 and 40 years old and get into something like this.
I'd say it's not taught at all. So, you know, truthfully, though, it's a life skill, and we've had, you know, I don't want somebody to think, oh, I'm 60 or I'm 70, I can't. We've had students as old as 90. I will say, younger students saying, you know, we get a 20-something student coming in, they learn a little bit faster. They don't have any intimidation with the computer. It's a little bit easier for them to pick this up. There's no doubt about that. You know, if you're 70-something and you decide you want to do something like this, you're going to have to work a little harder. You're going to have to be willing to put in the time to make it work. But we will stay with you the entire time.
Right. And John has mentioned this on several shows, but, you know, they have over 50 campuses. And this is something, too, let's say you live in Denver now, but you move to Phoenix maybe at some time. I mean, again, you've got campuses everywhere where they can get help.
Yeah, we have a lot of students, actually. It's funny you mentioned Phoenix. We've got a lot of students, a number of students that spend part of the year in Arizona. So they'll spend maybe the summer months here and the winter months there, typically.
Yeah.
And we've got campuses in both places. We've got campuses, more than 50 campuses all over the world, and most of them are in the U.S., but we've got them. And if you move to London, we've got one there for you. If you move to Singapore, we've got one there. So, we have a robust network.
Well, good deal. Well, John, thanks for making this offer for us. And here it is real quick again, if you're just turning on your radio. It is a half-day course. The value is about $500 for it, but John's kind enough to waive the tuition for our listeners here on Haystack Help Radio. Seating is limited. All you have to do is call 866-816-1918, 866-816-1918, and you can learn how to trade, invest, protect, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. And again, they've been with us a number of years, and we have heard nothing but people really being happy with this and absolutely changing their lives and their financial future. So give them a call, 866-816-1918. John, thanks so much, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Stop enduring nerve pain. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to find out whether electronic signaling could help your peripheral neuropathy. The burning, tingling sensation starts in your feet, slowly progressing until your balance begins to suffer. Occasional numbness turns into constant discomfort. You become afraid to drive because you can't feel the pedals. Do not resign yourself to a lifetime of limited mobility. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center offers an advanced technology called electronic signaling, giving hope to seniors with nerve pain. Call 720-851-9694 to schedule a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam. Dr. Anderson will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help your peripheral neuropathy. You shouldn't need to tolerate nerve pain. Call today, 720-851-9694.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, we want to thank you for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. And, of course, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Well, this is the first time. We pass each other all the time in the hallways for years, but we are glad to have Kim Munson in studio and from the Americhicks.
So. Scott, it's great to be here with you.
Hey, it is awesome. And like I say, it's been a number of years. We've been together here, so to speak, with KLZ 560, and now it is the Americhicks with Kim Munson. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
So let's always like, even though, you know, sometimes we like I say hello and goodbye, but we don't know much about the person, really, and what got them into this. Because I have people ask me all the time, how'd you get into radio? And I'm like, I have no idea. tell us a little bit about your background and really kind of what got you started on this path and what brought you into radio.
Well, I love being here with the Crawford team.
Absolutely.
What a great group of people. And it's happenstance, kind of the same kind of thing. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
But back in 2012, Scott, I was becoming more and more restless about the direction of our country. My children would come home from school talking about things that I'm like, that doesn't seem like that's right. That doesn't seem like that makes sense. And so my heart was becoming troubled about that, and I ended up applying to Leadership Program in the Rockies, which is it's a year-long program where you kind of reaffirm the founding principles of America, free markets, capitalism in its real sense. And so just loved it. And I actually met Jill Vecchio and Molly Vogt there. And so initially, the three of us were on Sunday afternoons on KLZ to talk about, we kind of looked at each other to say, what are we going to talk about? Mr. Crawford had said, let's try to gear a show without all the rant and rhetoric that you hear out there,
right,
kind of geared towards women. And so we looked at each other and we're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to talk about? And Jill is a doctor and she'd read the whole Obamacare bill.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through healthcare for 1 hour. And the other hour, we went through the complete Declaration of the Independence and the Constitution. And so that was a really good experience.
Wow, absolutely. So when you look at it, maybe what the mission of your show, I mean, what would you say if people say, hey, you know, why do you do this and what are you really trying to do and help?
You know, Scott, I think we are at in an amazing time in history, in a good way and in a bad way. The veil is off, I think, on what has been happening, the things that I'd been concerned about that had been troubling my soul. And so we need to be messaging. People need to be paying attention to what's going on out there. So again, without all the rant and rhetoric, my mission is to dissect issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. And agree or disagree, we need to be having conversations about this. And so we'll bring forth important thoughts, hopefully a nugget or two of great information each day. And have these conversations so that people can be talking to their friends and family and kids about these important issues that are facing us right now.
Right. Kim Munson is our guest. You can hear her from 6 to 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, the Americhicks with Kim Munson. And then they do some encore broadcasts in the afternoons, mid-afternoons here on KLZ 560. And if you haven't heard the show before, tune in. Great, great show. A lot of great guests and a lot of great things here about local in Colorado as well. If people would have, if we would have just thought 10 years ago where we are now in our country, I mean, we live in a crazy world.
It's astounding, Scott.
I mean, it's just unbelievable when you look at all the different things. I had a friend of mine put something on Facebook this morning, and she's a teacher in Dallas, and she said she had a student, and she told him, hey, you can't park in the front. That's teacher parking. He says, well, they park over in our area sometimes, so I'm going to park over in there. And just to think of just little things like that, of just the respect issue, and I would hate to be a school teacher today.
It would be tough.
Yeah.
It would be very tough to be a school teacher these days. You know, we've moved away from respect and good manners. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having boundaries and rules. Scott, I really think that we are in the third founding of our country. We had, you know, Washington and the Patriots, and then we had, Lincoln and the Civil War. I think that we are in the third founding of our country, and we're in a really important time. So these conversations are so, so critical to this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, several of our shows on KLZ 560, my show, Haystack Help, Sportsman of Colorado, as well as Kim's show, The Americhicks with Kim Munson. You know, if you're a company out there, an individual, and you like what you hear and you'd like to support that, I know Kim would be open to that thought as well.
So, we are truly entrepreneurs here.
Yeah, and, you know, but it is, this is great programming we feel we have here on the station with Crawford Broadcasting and KLZ 560, and we probably don't say it often enough. It is a great privilege to work for, well, we don't actually work for them, but they give us a place here to do something that we love, and it is really, really good. So what are some of the hot topics right now in Colorado that you are, you know, kind of personally involved with and things that you're talk about on the show?
Well, it's wild down at the Capitol right now, Scott.
Yeah.
And one of the first things is this House Bill 19-1032. And for people out there, so if you want to try to find it, it's important that I think people go and read these bills. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice if the legislators did, too.
Yeah, before
wouldn't
they.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
We'll read it later.
Yeah. But how you can find it is if it comes out of the House, it's HB, House Bill.
Okay.
And then it has the year, 19. And then in this case, the number of the bill is 1032. And this is this sex education bill, which I've read it, Scott. And as you look at it, you know, we've moved away from letting our kids be kids. There's this movement to a hypersexualization of our children. And if you read House Bill 1032, you'll fall off your chair with what's in there. I remember when I was in kindergarten, now this was a long time ago, but we were just trying to stand in line, learn our ABCs, you know, keep our hands to ourselves. I mean, the big great thing, I loved it when we had some crackers and milk at
sure.
snack time. And now what they are talking about teaching our children, and it's right there in the bill, it's astounding. So that's one that I'm really concerned about. Then secondly, this national popular vote. Well, you know, that may sound kind of good, but these popular votes have really come out of the last time was about 100 years ago in the progressive era with Woodrow Wilson, where it was changed from we used to elect our House of Representatives, our congressmen and women, via popular vote, but the senators were elected by the state. And that changed to a popular vote, and it really kind of changed the way the founders had thought the Constitution should work. And in a way, that kind of neutered the states with their voice. So now this whole national popular vote that that they're moving towards is they're basically saying is whoever wins the national popular vote, then Colorado, all of their electoral votes would go for that person. Well, that takes away Coloradoans' voice.
Right.
And it's going to put the power in all of those big metropolitan centers that would then choose the president, such as Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, you know, Philadelphia, San Francisco. And those areas are having a really tough time with the integrity of their elections. I mean, everybody's been concerned about the possibility that the Russians were,
sure.
affecting our elections. Well, think about the fact that there are people that are registered to vote that don't live in, are not alive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that certainly is a concern for the integrity of our elections. And in fact, Los Angeles City and County had more people registered to vote than live there. So, I mean, this whole national popular vote, and it's unconstitutional. The Electoral College is in the Constitution. If people want to change it, the founders put in place Article 5 of the Constitution. It can be changed that way. This is totally unconstitutional.
Right. Kim Munson is our guest. You hear her right here on KLZ 560 from 6 to 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, the AmeriChicks with Kim Munson. And in the afternoons, Monday through Friday, they do some mid-afternoon encore presentations of the show. And another thing we were talking about before we started today's show was the low emissions.
Oh my God!
Thing going on.
You probably have an opinion on that because you know hunting and fishing. That's
yes.
pretty difficult to do with an electric vehicle.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. My Silverado's not going anywhere. I'm telling you, yeah. So, but like you said, I mean, just trying to force things down us there.
You know, that's the real thing. And I think that when we get right down to the principles on a lot of these issues, it's really do everyday people have the freedom to choose their children's education as they teach them about, you know, sex? I mean, does families and parents have those choices? Or does a sportsman have a choice on the vehicle that they want to drive or that mom with the minivan? So it's really a freedom versus force question when you get right down to it. And Coloradoans have a long history, that Western spirit, where they really prefer freedom over force.
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to that sex ed bill real quick. So is it saying if that passes, then every school has to do it, or can schools pick and choose what they do, or can parents opt their kids out of it? Or what was some of the things, if you recall?
As I've read it, basically it says any school that receives public funds in Colorado will have to adhere to this particular bill. And what's astounding in it is it's not only talking about relations, it includes LGBTQ, that those experiences be taught. And that seems to me that should be a family should make the decision on whether or not that would be taught to their children or not. You know, I'm a live and let live girl. You know, it's not my business. But when we get to a point now where we're forcing the affirmation of this information on our children, I'm concerned about that. So again, we need to make sure our kids can be kids.
Yeah, absolutely. So parents need to get involved.
They do need. Yeah. Now there seems to be some language on an opt out, and parents can opt out for the sex education class. But this curriculum would be included in other classes as well. And they do not have to describe to the parents what that curriculum is. So it's very kind of insidious, if you will. You might think you're opting your child out, but they're going to get stuff in some of the other classes.
Sure. Wow. Well, Kim, we'll have to do this more often.
I like this.
All right.
And how about you getting up early and being on my show?
I'll do that.
Okay,
we will
arrange that.
Okay, good deal. Well, again, it's the AmeriChicks with Kim Munson, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. And in the afternoons, Monday through Friday, they will do some rebroadcast of her show and great guests. So, again, if this is not part of your day, give it a shot. Great, great show. Kim does an excellent job in really keeping us informed of all the different issues that we need to be informed about. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A+ member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@crawfordbroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. And once again, thank you so much for joining us. Well, our next guest was really one of our first members on haystackhelp.com. And Kurt and I have been working together now for a number of years. You normally hear him on Tuesdays with our show, Your Money Matters. But we want to welcome Kurt Rogers in studio. Kurt, great to see you.
Nice to see you, too. And I was just commenting about this, looking out there and seeing those mountains. It's just beautiful.
I know, it is.
Tough place to work.
Beautiful.
Tough office.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, I want to get you on. Again, we have you on each week, Tuesdays, and a lot of times we have a lot of different guests on, and then you'll do a mortgage show every once in a while. But just want to touch a little bit about affordable interest mortgage. And, you know, we've had you on for a number of years. You've been doing this a long time, and you've seen a lot of other mortgage companies come and go, and people come to you, and they've been other places. What do you think really sets you guys apart?
And I've kind of talked to you about this in the past. I think we listen better than most. Most people, when they call a mortgage company, some of them, a lot of them, it's kind of like calling a call center. If you don't fit into their box, they kind of just put you over here. When they got time, they might come back. They don't listen to what you're actually telling them you're looking for. You may be looking for a 30-year mortgage, but we may talk to you and say, well, you could do that 30-year, but we could cut it to 27,
right,
and it still fits in your payments, but you save this kind of money. They don't really listen to what your long-term or short-term goals are. So more so, I think that's part of it, because we're here to serve you. We don't offer just one loan. We offer all different types. Some are good for those. Some are good for these. It's just, what are you looking for?
Sure. Once again, their number is 720-895-0500, and right here in Greenwood Village area. And Kurt and his team can help you out with really any kind of mortgage. And, you know, we can even touch on reverse mortgages. You guys do those as well.
Yes, we actually do quite a few of those. There's, you know, as we all know, 10,000 people a day turning 65. There's a lot of myths about it. I think some of those are being cleared up. A lot of people believe that there's a high cost to reverse mortgages. And when you put it, the numbers out, it's really not. The cost has come down drastically on those. And there's a tremendous benefit. They're not for everybody, but there's a tremendous benefit for many people when they're struggling and they, you know, they got medical bills or they got, you know, drug issues that they got to be able to pay for the drugs. The budget only goes so far.
Sure.
So this allows them to free up. Or if somebody just wants to take that house payment they're making and travel a little bit more, it just takes some of the pressure off, and it works pretty well.
You know, I was thinking back through some of our past shows, and a lot on Haystack, we try to help people with advice to keep them from making mistakes. And I was wondering, are there mortgage mistakes people can make, you know, when you get looking at a house? And one I was thinking of, I think sometimes, you know, it's easy to get approved for, you know, $400,000, and you think, I got to spend every penny of that. And then all of a sudden, you don't have anything, any money to put a sofa in there or drapes or different things. So a couple of things I was going to bring up and get your opinion on. Is it a mistake to make yourself kind of house poor a little
mortgage
bit?
Mortgage poor.
Yeah, mortgage
call it.
Poor.
Yeah,
yeah,
I really think it is, because if you've never owned a home, we actually try to help you understand that there's going to be more cost. There's a lot of first-time home buyers, young millennials out there looking, and we try to explain to them that, you know, even though you think this payment fits, you're pushing your envelope, and should you have a tough time or a furnace break or, you know, issues with the home, now you're kind of strapped and you're putting things on credit cards. But I see mistakes sometimes from mortgage lenders that certain loan officers will offer people products that isn't really the best for the customer, but it's great for them. They'll talk them out of a VA, but talk them into an FHA.
Mm-hmm.
And a VA is far superior than an FHA loan, and the payments are less. But they don't like VA loans. They don't like some of the restrictions at VA. VA actually restricts how much money you can make on it a little bit more. So they don't like that. So they'll convert you over when you really should be in a VA. Or they'll put you even in an FHA when you fit into a conventional.
Right.
Because the rate's better, but it has mortgage insurance. And they don't necessarily tell you that you could do a conventional versus the other. So it's there's those kind of mistakes that can happen that we see after it's happened. And we talk to people, go, well, that really wasn't the best loan for you. This should have been a whole lot better, and you'd have been able to pay off your home faster and save closing costs. We see that a lot.
So that may be one mistake. It's just not sitting down with someone that has your best interest at heart instead of just the business side of things. But especially first-time home buyer, I mean, to sit down and let someone like you that's been doing this a while and got a few gray hairs and can understand, you know, hey, you need to think about this.
When you're doing a mortgage, whether it's a purchase or a refi, it's not something that needs to be done in 2 weeks. It's something you really should look at and understand your options and what it's the total cost is going to be to you, whether you're going to be in it for a year, 5 years, or 10 years, whatever you think. What's that cost going to be? And too many people want to kind of rush you through that, especially on a purchase. Everybody's trying to rush to the close on a purchase. But that's a big investment, and you're getting so hyped up about buying that house, you forget sometimes to pay attention to the product that you're getting that's financing that home.
Right.
And we just try to give you, when we talk to you, seldom will you get one option from us. We're not here to tell you which loan to take. We're here to say there are options. You need to see the cost on all of them. You pick the loan. We get paid the same. Whether it's this loan or that loan, we get the same.
Right.
It's what's the loan that's best for you that protects your money the most.
So you mentioned the VA loan. So would you say it's a mistake if you qualify for a VA loan, that in most cases, that's what you should do?
Absolutely. Okay. VA loan is one of the best loans out there. VA has just come out and changed some of their guidelines because there's been some lenders that are promoting VA, but they're doing what they call churning. Because VA will allow you to do, if let's say you own a home and you want to pull some cash out in your vet, VA will allow you to take up to 100% of that. Well, so, what some people are doing is they will get you to take maybe 10% of the equity that you have available and then come back to you in 4 months and get you to take another 10% and then come back to and keep doing that. It's churning. While you're getting the cash and your payments don't change because the rates are good, you're paying extra cost every time you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're paying extra commissions. VA has come in and they've now come out with a tangible net benefit thing to where they won't allow that to happen. You can't refinance a VA as quick as you used to because too many people are taking advantage of it. Loan officers, mortgage companies.
Right. Kurt Rogers with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number 720-895-0500. You can check out their website, aimortgage.net. But if you've got any kind of mortgage needs, maybe thinking about refinancing, looking at maybe a second home, reverse mortgage, this is truly your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. 720-895-0500. Now, and we've talked about this a lot through the years, but, you know, the whole pre-approved, pre-qualified, and, you know, I think it's a mistake we've talked about before and we've had credit experts on is, I mean, hey, before you go out and start looking, you ought to get a copy of that credit report because there may be some things there that you've talked about before. Maybe they've got several cards and they can page some of those down a little bit or increase credit lines where they don't have to do that. But I'm saying is, it's a mistake not to check out your credit a little bit before you go house shopping.
Absolutely. And I'll give you an example that most people would not think about. I have a client. He's been in the same business for 14 years. Owns his company in this business for seven. He has a 774 credit score. He's putting 20% down. You would think he'd be easy to get done.
Hmm.
What's on his credit report is he has credit that he has opened, but he doesn't use. So without that credit report and seeing that and knowing that the lenders require activity on your credit report, you can have 10 accounts. If they're all paid and haven't been used in the last 2 years, they don't care about your score. They don't think you know how to make payments on credit because you have no history. So we had to spend a month to get things charged to show activity on the before he could get the loan.
So as a consumer, we may be thinking we're showing restraint.
And, common sense.
Yeah, and by not putting a lot of things right on cars. And you're not saying go crazy with them, but
no.
Put 25, 30% gas, groceries, whatever, and pay it off.
Yeah, I was asked that question on Monday, Mortgage Minute with John Rush. And I said, somebody should, if you have a credit card, put $200 on it. If you haven't used it in 6 months, put $200 on it for whatever it is. First month, pay 100 of it back. Second month, pay 50. Third month, pay it off.
Okay.
Done. It will improve your credit score, and it will help you get loans. And it's just the $200. It's not like you're running up a lot. I'm not telling you to use it a lot, but use it because then it improves your score. 32% of your credit score comes from how you manage your credit card debt, not your installment loans, your mortgage loans, or your car loans, your credit card debt. If you use it wisely, you can get to a 780 pretty quick.
Hmm.
It's a pretty simple little process, but it's paying attention to those things.
Now, is this something where sometimes, you know, we hear a lot of different ads, and I mean, hey, we're not hiding. In fact, we're advertising right
sure
now. But you'll hear a lot of different ads. But is it sometimes where maybe, you know, a company I'm trying to find my note here on this real quick, but they offer a low rate, but then they have high fees. Is there anything in that where companies can do that in kind of
absolutely.
A hidden way?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two different types of mortgage brokers. There's the standard mortgage broker, then there's a correspondent mortgage broker. Correspondent mortgage broker is a broker that's using their own money.
Okay.
So they can not only make money on the rate and get paid by the lender, they can actually charge you to do so. They can charge you for fees that most lenders wouldn't charge you for. I hear an ad all the time that this one company talks about, well, you don't have to give us $500 up front to do the loan. Nobody should ever be giving anybody any money up front for any kind of mortgage loan.
I've never heard of you asking for
money. No, I can't even imagine that there's somebody out there doing it, but apparently there are people doing that.
Hmm.
Now, do you need to prepay for the appraisal? Yes, but that money's going to come back to you at the close. Yes, there are people that are doing that. They're charging excessive fees, and they're legitimate because they're the ones loaning the money. So as doing that, they have the right to charge those fees. There's a max that they can charge.
Okay.
But most lenders aren't even close to the max. The max used to be is 3%, but you can't. Nobody's doing that anymore.
Right. And one thing I like about you is, I mean, you have so many different programs, and a lot of people might think of big banks or that's the places to go that they would have more. But really, you have a lot of different options, and one especially I wanted to close out with today is the asset manager. I'll let you talk about that a moment.
A brick-and-mortar bank has to sell what the board of directors tell them that's the product that they're going to sell. So they're very limited. Most don't do VA. Very few will do USDA. Some are very restricted on their FHA. So they basically do conforming loans. And then they'll give you good rates if you've got lots of money sitting with them.
Mm-hmm.
So as a mortgage broker, my job is to find the best rate and the best program for you with your scenario and what you want to do. So that's why I have about 11 to 13 different lenders that I'll find the one that fits for you the best. We talk about the asset manager. That's my personal favorite. It's not for everybody, but if you're disciplined with your money and you have money rolling through your checking account, it's a mortgage to where they attach your checking account to your mortgage. And every dollar you put in your checking account goes to principal. Unlike a compound interest loan where you pay principal last, in this loan you're paying principal first, and it's simple interest.
Right.
So because of that, your mortgage payment goes down every month, which means as you're depositing money, more of it goes to principal because it's paying it first, and it just keeps magnifying.
Hmm.
And without changing your spending habits, most people are saving 40 to 60% of the interest that they would normally pay on a compound interest loan in this kind of simple interest loan, and they're owning the home faster. And the best part about it, you have access to your equity when you need it for an emergency, unlike any other loan. You don't have to go back and get a second mortgage. You don't have to come back and refinance. You don't have to refinance with me. One loan, 30 years, you're good to go.
All right. And I think that's where we lose people a lot the minute we say you don't have to change any of your spending habits. Because normally to pay something off early, you've got to sacrifice. And this, we're talking about just keep doing what you're doing.
Think of it this way. If you deposit, let's say, $8,000 a month into your checking account, if you could take that $8,000 and put it in a savings account that paid you 5 or 6% before you spent it, would you do it? Most people say absolutely. Well, that's exactly what this does. It's basically paying you the same rate, paying you 5, 6%, applying that to your principal, paying your principal down, lowering your payment, paying interest.
Right.
The interest rate on this is, think of it like a credit card. A credit card might charge you 16%, but if you pay it off every month, you pay 0%. I got people paying 2% interest on these loans, 2 to 3% interest, because they're not paying it to the bank. They're saving it.
Right.
That's their money, and they own their home faster, and they're protected if the economy goes south. It's a great loan.
Absolutely. Well, Kurt, thank you. And again, you can join us each week on Tuesdays for a special edition of Haystack Help Radio, and we call it Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And again, if you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
You were just walking into that store when you were in a slip and fall accident as a result of the store owner's negligence. Flesh and Beck know what to do. First, make a report of the incident with the store owner. It's important to have an official document of all the important details. Second, make a note of all of your injuries so you can report them to your doctor as soon as you can. Third, take pictures of the conditions and location of the accident. And remember, it's your job to take care of yourself. Don't waste time arguing about who's at fault. Then, call Flesh and Beck.
Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, Kevin Flesh, at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
It's February, and that means at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, it's National Pet Dental Health Month. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Haystack Health Radio and Sportsman of Colorado. Does your pet have a clean smile? Just as for humans, dental health is important for our pets, and keeping their teeth clean and healthy both above and below the gum line is key. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is offering free oral screens in their lobby and the chance to win a fabulous dental gift basket for any dog or cat having a dental cleaning or other dental procedure through the month of February. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they've been helping pets have clean and healthy smiles for almost 20 years. Just give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, and find out how they can help your pet today. Oh, and be sure and sign up for their fantastic rewards program at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, we've trusted our pets to this great staff, and you can too. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. There on both of those lists, you will find great companies to do business with. Our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. Today, glad to have back in studio David Cishan with the Householder Group. You can check out their website at cishanfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And their number is 720-482-1917. Mr. Cishan, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, Scott. Thanks always, for having
always,
us back.
Always great to see you. You know, recently we did a show on longevity risk, and we didn't get time to really go into several of those risk factors. I mean, I think people wonder, like, well, what are my risks? You know, what do I need to be looking at? What is considered a risk in this whole retirement planning? So enlighten us there a little bit.
All right. Well, you know, the number one risk is longevity risk. For most of us, we don't know how long we're going to live. Therefore, we don't know how long our money should last. So that's a big concern. If we can somehow tackle the longevity risk, we're in real good shape, mm-hmm. All right? And we can talk about that, too, later. But longevity risk is the biggest one. Second biggest one is health risk. You know, we have 10,000 people a day turning 65 for the next 17-plus years here in the United States. What do you think that's going to do to health care?
Mm-hmm.
How do we pay for it? I mean, depending on the studies you read, they say, well, if you're retired, retirees need $250,000 each for health care. A lot of these people didn't make $250,000. Now you got to have it for health care.
Sure.
All right. So health care risk is an important consideration. Then there's things like sequence of returns. If you have monies invested, you know, in, oh, stocks or bonds, you know that there's volatility involved. And for example, if you have $1 million in retirement and you want to draw 5% a year, $50,000, and you draw it first year, and then the second year it's like 2008 and the market goes down by 50%, well, that million is now $500,000. You still need that 50 grand to live on.
Sure.
So now you're not taking out 5% of the million, now you're taking out 10% of the 500, which will drive that account value down even faster. So sequence of returns are important to understand, in that people that retired in 2008 or in 2002, and all of a sudden their assets shrunk, they have to adjust because they just can't take out what they thought they could or else that account value will go down even more rapid, especially if you have a couple of years in a row where the markets are off.
Mm-hmm.
That can be absolutely devastating.
Sure.
It's not, you could have the same kind of return, say 7% return over 20 years, but if the first 2 years are real bad negatives, even though you make up for it later, you're still going to run out of money much sooner than the next guy who's going to have the last few years as negative returns. So again, we have this withdrawal risk or sequence of returns concern we have to be aware of. And then we got tax risk. Now, I hear from our president that we got a big tax break. Some people have tax breaks, and they're going to be paying less, a little less in taxes. That's good. But where do you think our government long-term is going to get the money to pay off these billions and billions and billions of dollars of treasury bills that the Chinese and Japanese have purchased?
Right.
Where do you think we're going to get that money from? Raise our hands. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to come after us. I don't care what they say now. And, of course, this tax break supposedly goes away in 2025. But in any event, we have taxes. So if the taxes really increase, and if seniors are going to take the brunt of it, and in essence they will because there's such a big population of our country, they have less money to spend. So we got to worry about taxes. That's why I say zero is your hero. In our seminars that I do, I said, listen, as close as you can get to zero in income taxes, the better off you are. Now, not everybody can get down to zero.
Right.
But even decreasing the overall tax burden is a help because you get to keep it. I mean, we got to pay our fair share. It's a great country, and we got to keep it going. But we don't have to be overly patriotic. There are rules. Just got to play by the rules. And then we have, as I always call, the silent embezzler, and that's inflation risk. And inflation risk over the short run is no big deal. But remember back in the 80s when you could get a CD for like 16, 17, 18%?
Right.
But the mortgages were 22%, mm-hmm. right? So inflation is here. And over a period, over a long period of time, it just erodes what you need to have to buy the stuff we buy. And if we don't have something to help counter inflation on the income that we have, then our income is buying less and less each year. And like I say, over a year or two is not a big deal, but when you start looking out 5, 7, 10 years, a lot of us will live in retirement for 30 years. You know what inflation does at 3% over 30 years to $5,000 a monthly income? Huge numbers. Now you're in the mid-teens mm-hmm. a month for income needs.
Right.
So we have to be aware of that. It's inflation risk. And, of course, then the last one is really investment risk. Many people that we see that come into the office that want a second opinion or want us to look over their scenario, they take a huge amount of risk with a lot of their money. I mean, they're not necessarily buying very risky investments. You know, they're buying mutual funds and exchange-traded funds that are decent and so forth. But the fact of the matter is there's nothing underneath it to help protect if this market falls apart. Somebody 70 years old that loses 40% like in 2008, it's going to take a long time to come back because he's got to fight his own fear. He should leave the money in and let it grow and come back, but the tendency is I got to protect what I got, get out of the way.
Sure.
And then by the time they do get back in, it's normally very late.
Right.
So investment risk. So those six risks are pretty important risks that we all face. And that's why I say a lot of these people that we have in our courses or classes, they have what they call a just-in-case retirement.
Right.
And what that means is they retired and they said, well, we're gonna buy that new boat instead of this old one that I got. And then let's upgrade this car. You know, we've had it for 20 years. Let's get a new one. And then let's take a couple extra trips. We can travel now. And then they retire, and after they start thinking about things, they say, well, you know, this boat's still okay. Let's not do that. Let's keep this boat just in case we need the money. And then that car, it's 20 years old, but God, it runs good, so let's not buy a new car. We'll keep this one just in case we need the money. And then we'll, instead of taking two trips, let's just take one just in case we need the money. And then what happens? They die. And guess what happens? The kids get the money. They buy the new car. They take the trips. And they get the new boat.
Sounds like a good deal to me if you're the kid. Winner. Again, David C. Sean is with us. Now, you mentioned that kind of the second opinion. Boy, not going to be long. We're all going to be saying Happy New Year. I mean, the year's winding down very, very quickly, and it's hard to believe that, yep. Actually. Maybe is a better way to ask this, some advantages for someone to call you to kind of come in and get that financial checkup here before the end of the year, because there may be something in, like, some of these things you've talked about, taxes, whatever, that could be a benefit that could help somebody save some money this year even?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's always the opportunity to have to come in. And I think most people are apprehensive when they hear people on the radio or in other venues saying, come on in for a free whatever, because they're waiting for the shoe to drop.
Right.
All right, and so they're hesitant. But we're a fiduciary, okay? And by law, we have to treat the clients in their best interest all the time. So when they come in and they want a second opinion, they will get a second opinion. And it'll be on all five areas of financial planning. Because as a fiduciary, I can't answer your question on whether this mutual fund is good or not till I understand your whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm required to do. And that's what I do. And if people aren't willing to give me the whole picture, then I can't really answer or give them an opinion or a free evaluation. But if they come in and we go through these five areas, I can come back with suggestions or opportunities for them to look at. And it doesn't have to be through us to implement them. Right? And people hear that and they say, oh, no, something's got to be there. Well, there isn't.
Sure.
You know, I just feel that education is a great equalizer. The more people know about their concerns and what options they have, the better off they are going to be, whether they're working with us or someone down the street.
Mm-hmm. And again, medically, most of us are not shy about going to get a second opinion if we get some kind of report.
Right.
And so, I mean, I always tell people this. I mean, first of all, it's a free consultation, and one of two things are going to happen. You're either going to be told, hey, you're on a good road, you've done a good job, or there may be some tweaking there that's going to get them on a better road.
Yeah.
And both of those are pretty positive outcomes for nothing.
Yeah, and they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, David, thanks so much, sir. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
720-482-1917 for that free consultation. Just mentioned you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio. Again, they went to Householder Group, and that website is cichonfinancialservices.com, C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. And once again, check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.